Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
I want to talk about logic a little bit. Logic is important because, well, it's reasoning. If you think of it properly, it's just making sense of things. And your kids, as they grow, if they don't learn to make sense of things, they're going to have a tough time in this world. And what we've found is around sometimes 10, more like 12, 14, when that cerebral cortex starting to kick in, kiddos will logically, you know, start arguing. And that arguing stops when, Jody?
Ask me when some of mine get out of their 20s.
Okay, so there's some still arguing going on.
And, not all.
I mean, you know, in arguing, you know, some of it can be just the debating thing, but a lot of times we argue because we're trying to make sense of things. And unfortunately, we'll get into what's called splitting, which we're seeing a lot in this nation. It's black or white thinking or all or nothing thinking. And so instead of understanding things in between, we really get locked down on this problem of just seeing things in these strikingly black and white categories. So what I want to do is I want to try to share with you a little bit about one other piece of logic, that vlog that I did recently. I think it's fine. It gives you the three basic components. I'll talk about those for a second. But then I want to just show you one other thing that I found very helpful in my life. So in logic, pretty much it's if and then. That's the game. There are actually three. And then there is something called sequitur. So does it follow? And then there's basically bad premise, bad conclusion. Now, I'm trying to share this with these you parents, because if you'll learn this stuff, your kids won't take you down intellectually. And you'll be able to help them, you know, think a little more clearly and function certainly much better. So if then is the essence of what we're talking about. We want to make things make sense. You know, if one thing happens, then another thing happens. And if that's true, then there's a predictive nature to it, or there's some things that come out logically from that. And so the classic is, if it rains, the streets will be wet. Well, there are things you can tell, like if the streets are not wet, it didn't rain. That's true. But if the streets are wet and you say, therefore it rained, that's actually a logical fallacy, because the streets could be wet from, you know, a fire hydrant or a heavy dew or flood or something like that. But basically, most logic is moving, when we talk about making sense of things, just moving from if to then. And then does it follow? Is it sequitur? Does it make sense? Or is the premise to the conclusion game actually working? I might should have put those in reverse order, but the thought is, you know, if you believe in God, let's just make up one, then your curtains won't gather dust. So that's really doesn't particularly follow. It doesn't make sense. It's not causally connected that there's something about your curtains or your window dressings, I should have said, won't have dust on them, rather than if you didn't believe in God or something like that. So things need to follow. You know, if enough electoral votes go to one candidate, then that candidate becomes president. If votes, then president. That follows. That works. Bad premise, bad conclusion means this. Then if they follow, if it does follow, but you have a bad premise, then you can rest assured that the conclusion's bad. So if someone's sitting there saying something that is mistaken, that the premise itself is just wrong, you know, all dogs wish they were cats, therefore cats are better. Well, that actually follows, but it's a bad premise. And so if you can show that the starting place or the premise is wrong, then you don't have to buy the conclusion. So part of the trick, if you're ever in court and on the stand, of course, they'll say, let me treat the witness as a hostile witness. you don't want to accept what the lawyer's saying up front. And if you get in, engaged with somebody who knows what they're doing, they won't accept your first premises. And that gets to be a bit of a challenge in discussion. But in true formal fashion of logic and making sense of things, that's a good way to go. So you really want to make sure that what you're presenting or somebody else is presenting, you accept their first thing. So anyway, that's that basic idea. If you will master these, then you will be good at logic. Good premise, good conclusion, followed, had an if-then statement, right? That's it.